tip you.
Okay, this is a very interesting truth you guys have been waiting for a long time. Basically, the story begins in Poland in the end of the 1930s, and everyone knows the background behind that. It was the beginning of the Holocaust. There was a family, a father, a mother, and a son. And unfortunately, the mother was taken away, and she was killed. The father and the son survived. And how did they survive? They hid with a righteous Gentile woman. A righteous Gentile woman pretended like this guy and his son was there, part of her family, and that's how they survived. Over time, as they stayed in this woman's house, the father built a relationship with this righteous Gentile and unfortunately intermarried with her. As after the Holocaust was over, at the tail end, he decided it was too dangerous to stay in Poland, and him and his new wife, quote unquote, went to America to flee the Nazis, and his son, who had nothing to do with America or anything to do with a non-Jewish mother, went there to Israel. Over time, what happened was that obviously he had no contact with his father. He was very, very upset that his father intermarried. What happened was that he basically lost contact with him. About several years later, he didn't say in the tshuva how many years later, basically the son gets a letter in the mail saying that his father passed away. And that your father left you $25 million in inheritance money. So he ran to America because he knows his father is Jewish. He wanted to make sure that his father got a proper Jewish burial. Lo and behold, what happened was that his father had another son, another child with his new wife, with the non-Jewish woman. And when he got there, and he told his son that he told his half brother that he wanted to bury their father in a halachic way. The son wanted no part of it, and he was adamant about doing it in a non-Jewish way. So much so they couldn't compromise; they had to go to court. And what happened was the judge said, "You know what? Yachloku, you get half the ashes; he gets half the ashes, and finish." But according to Jewish law in your day, it's brought down. You're not allowed to burn the ashes. So what happened was that the father left each son $25 million. Right? He left his original son $25 million, and his other son $25 million. So this Jewish son now is bugging out. I can't do this. I have to make sure that my father gets a proper burial. He offers his brother $10,000. Please give me the right to be able to bury our father in a Jewish and a halachic way. So now the brother sees that it's a matter of money, and he says, "You know what? If you want to bury our father in a Jewish way, quote unquote, give me your share of the $25 million, and I'll give you the right to be able to bury our father." So what do you guys say? Is he obligated to give him $25 million to be able to bury his father, or would you say that he's not obligated? It's a lot of money. Why not? Why isn't he obligated?
You're not supposed to give up
one fifth, right? Right. You're saying good. You're saying Ali Vaz is the mitzvah. You're not supposed to give up more than a certain amount for a mitzvah. Very good. So basically, Rav Zilberstein quotes two Shulchan Aruchs. The first Shulchan Aruch that the Rav Zilberstein quotes is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibud Avim, Yoredeya Simin Reish Mem Sifhei. States that the son doesn't have to pay out of his own money for their parents' burial. A child has no chiyuv to pay with their own money. However, he quotes another Shulchan Aruch in the Choshen Mishpah in Hilchos Matnas Shchiv Mira, who brings down in Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sif Lamed Aleph that if a person has money that he inherits from his parents, he has to use that money to be able to pay for their parents' chiyuv. So the first Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't have to pay if it's only from his own money. However, the second Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, it says that if he has inheritance money from that inheritance, he must pay for the burial. So now Rav Zilberstein says an amazing thing. He says the fact that he has to be able to, he has the inheritance money to be able to get the right to be able to bury his father from the Shulchan Aruch, he's obligated to be able to get his father to in a Jewish halachic way. To be able to have control over that chiyuv, even though it's costing a lot of money, he has the chiyuv to be able to do that. And so much so, Rav Zilberstein concluded. He said that the Gemara in Yoman says that when a Rasha and an Ashir and a Ani are going to get to Shemayim, And they're each going to have, right, a rich, a poor person, and a wicked person. They're always going to have tainas of why they didn't learn Torah. Hashem's going to say, Rav Elazar ben Chusma, no one was richer than him, and no one had a greater test than Yosef, so no one could say that you couldn't learn because of Yosef, and no one was poorer than Hillel. And Rav Zilberstein said, and when everyone's going to get to Shemayim, Hashem's going to say that, look at this person, look at you, person who had such mesiris nefesh to be able to take care of their parents' burial needs. I think it's a message for us, mesiris nefesh and mitzvahs. We should be zochem mirtz Hashem to always put in extra effort. And if it costs us $25 million, then so be it. We have to show Hashem who we're loyal to, and that's Him. Hayu veviyeh. Hayu Hashem mechal kolaretz. Hayu yomi Hashem Hashem echad u'shmo echad.